was said over by the director of Judaic Studies in a school in Stanford, who has since passed away, Rabbi Lieberman, Zecher Tzadok Bracha. He would often ask the students around this time, when is the one time that we find that we pray for the people in Iraq? And he answers, the same Talmud of Bracha, what? The same Talmud of Bracha for sure. As we're going to see, that the significance of this tefillah, which really we're going to begin tonight already, has to do with asking for rain, people in Chutz La'aretz. We don't live in Iraq, but nonetheless we fall under that category of living in the diaspora. Therefore, we consider that everyone has to say the same Talmud of Bracha at that same time. Even though one could ask, if you look at people, let's say, who live in Melbourne, Australia, in the southern hemisphere, it's not really the rain season for them. They're starting the summer. But nonetheless, it's a little plug. Anyone outside of Israel, that's when they begin reciting this tefillah. And the magic day is today, December 4th. And the question, as we discussed a little bit on Shabbos, is what's the significance of why? Why December 4th? After all, we generally follow the lunar calendar. Why would we be discussing this particular day? So, and this is what the Mechaber says. We begin reciting this tefillah tonight, the Saint Almatar, which corresponds to the rainy season. Which is us. We begin reciting this tefillah, but tefillas arvit, by Mariv, we haven't said it yet. So Yom Shishim Achar Tikufas Tishrei, 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei. And it's brought down in the Ramah, when the Mishnah Berurah explains, it means after the 60th day, then the next day, which, as we always begin at Mariv, by the next, that night, that's when we change to the Tefillah of the Saint Talmud of Baruch. And although most of us are familiar with September 21st, being the autumnal equinox, it was brought down that at that time, there was a special year, 1581. That in 1581, they switched calendars from the Julian calendar to the current Gregorian calendar. And there's a lot of discussion about this. I'm certainly not an expert. But in order to adjust it, October 4th that year, when people went to sleep, the next morning they woke up, it was October 15th, which means they had to add, or in that case, remove some of the days in order for certain things to be able to fall out, certain holidays of other religions. And based on that, if you would take September 24th and those extra 10 days, 60 days after that is December 4th. That's the basic explanation, but of course it's something which needs a lot more understanding, which is beyond the scope of these few moments. We're just going to quickly go through some basic ideas in halacha about the Saint Talmud of Racha, and to conclude the last couple of minutes reminding ourselves what we spoke on Shabbos, if a person forgets starting tonight reciting this tefillah. So in Israel, they already began this. They got a jump start. They began reciting Saint Talmud of Racha on the seventh day of the previous month in Mar Cheshvan. And the Mishnah Berurah told us, Lefi Shigavohu Mikol Aratzos, is because it's higher than other lands. And therefore, because they need rain faster and earlier in Israel than those who live in the Chutz La'aretz in the diaspora. The Anu B'chol Chutz La'aretz Basar B'nei Gola De Bavel Azlina, as we said, we follow this particular community in Bavel, Iraq. Ben Eretz Israel, then the Mishnah Berurah asks the question, what happens if you're Ben Eretz Israel, which means you already began reciting the Saint Talmud of Racha on the 7th of Cheshvan, and here we are, let's say not now, it's not December 4th, let's say it's sometime in November, and you decide to travel to Chutz La'aretz, you come to the United States. So you were reciting the Saint Talmud of Racha, now you're here in New York. Question is, do you recite the Saint Talmud as you were, or perhaps you should follow what everyone else is doing and not recite it? So the Mishnah Berurah basically explains there's a lot of machloket in this topic. Im daitu b'toch shana lachzor. He says that it depends. If let's say a person's intention is to go back to Israel in that year, then shoel kim komo. Then you should In fact, you should say it as in your place, which means it depends on are you here to stay. If you're here to stay, then you should follow what we do now. If you're just traveling into Chutz La'aretz or vice versa, but you're really going back to your original place, then you should follow the place that you really live. And this is one of the explanations brought down as by the Prima Gadim. And some disagree with this, such as the Chidah. The Chidah, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, he contends that, let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, once you already began resetting the same Talmud of Bracha, doesn't make a difference, you just continue to say it. And the whole sticky part is, let's say you would decide to ask one of these people, it's like, you know, you get someone that hasn't davened in a while, they walk through the door because they're in Israel, so you get them to be the Shliach Tzibur. The question is, so what should they do? So even if they normally would, Paskin, they would hold that you should say the same Talmud of Bracha, and that's something which they can certainly do in the private Shemon Esrei, but say it in a Chazaras HaShatz, in the public repetition, where everyone is not yet saying this tefillah, that's something which is generally discouraged in Halacha. And we mentioned just past Shabbos, that in the event that a person inadvertently forgets to recite the same Talmud of Bracha, and you know you didn't say it, or even if you're not so sure within the first 30 days, the entire Shemon Esrei needs to be repeated. The only question is, what if you're smack dab in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, what are you supposed to do? So very quickly, we mentioned that if you're still in the middle of that paragraph of Baruch Aleinu, then it can be inserted then. Even if you said the words Baruch Atah Hashem B'Varach HaShanim, but you had not yet begun the next paragraph, the paragraph of Tekah B'Shofar, you can insert it right there in between the paragraphs. Once you began the next paragraph of Tekah B'Shofar, you just continue to daven the Shemona Esrei as is, and when you get to the part in the Shemona Esrei of Shema Kaleinu, in which a person is allowed to insert their own private tefillos right before Kiyat HaShemaya, then you should say just the words with Sein Talmud Bracha right there. If you've already finished Shema Tefillah, and you're already in paragraph of Ritzeh, you're at Modim, but you've not yet taken your steps back, you're still in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, all you need to do is go back to the paragraph of Baruch Aleinu. But again, if a person would have completely forgot or was unsure starting today for the next month, basically until January 4th, then we assume that you did not say it, and therefore the entire Shemona Esrei needs to be repeated. Now the question we're going to conclude with is, what's the significance of why this particular tefillah, why is it inserted in this paragraph of Baruch Aleinu? So this is actually a Mishnah in Masechet Brachot in the 5th chapter, and it says that the reason why B'she'elo B'rechas HaShanim my time, what's the reason that it's inserted specifically in this paragraph? So Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef answers, Mitoch Shehi Parnasa L'fichach Kavua B'Birchas Parnasa. Because this paragraph, the paragraph of B'rechas HaShanim, is a paragraph in which we're asking Hashem for a livelihood, be able to sustain us in a manner of honor and respect. And therefore, because of this, we specifically insert this paragraph about rain at that point, even though we may not be farmers. Of course, if no one wants to buy a pound of oranges for $50, so obviously it affects us in some way or another. And therefore, the significance of this bracha is something which pertains to all of us, and may we all be zocha, as the bracha says, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elkeinu Asa Shana Zos, that in fact this year we should have a bracha, we should have a bracha of parnasa, we should have a blessing of a successful livelihood, which will be Baruch Aleinu Asa Shana Zos B'Baruch HaShanim. B'chananu Chashem Atzuk Kodesh Baruch Hu Zos Uvichu Karim Ahem Termet Shnemar Narech Abetz Masik V'Yadu Tadah V'Yadir Kodesh.